Good morning, and thanks for joining us here for this week's edition of the State Capitol Report. I'm Keely Boltina, in for Kate Archer-Kent. Some lawmakers in Wisconsin are working to legalize medical marijuana, but not everyone has the same plan, and not everyone is on board. We're talking with a Republican leader who's introducing medical marijuana legislation, and you can join in. 1-800-642-1234. What do you think Wisconsin could gain from legalizing medical marijuana? Do you support the move, or are you against medical marijuana for a specific reason? You can give us a call or email ideas at WPR.org. Mary Felskowski serves in the State Assembly. She represents District 35, which covers Merrill, Antigo, and Tomahawk in north central Wisconsin. She's a Republican and the Assistant Majority Leader. Representative, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We should start with the why. Why do you think medical marijuana should be legal in Wisconsin?
I think I look at the trends that are going on in the state. You see people that are turning to more and more alternative medicine, organic foods. People are very conscious of what they're, you know, ingesting for their own nutritional as well as health needs. And I think people are looking for an alternative that does not have the side effects and still has positive effects on whatever medical condition that they have.
And one element of this is that you've spoken about your own medical history relating to this bill. How is your personal experience informing your understanding here?
So back in 2014, I was diagnosed with breast cancer for the second time, and this time around it was real serious. It was over stage three. And I reacted extremely heavy to the chemo and the Neustra that they had given me. So I literally lived on opioids. And when you take opioids to that extent or any extent, then the side effects that come with it. And then you're on anti-anxiety drugs. You're on, you know, all kinds of other drugs with side effects that I will live with for the rest of my life. Not that I'm complaining because I'm here. But if there had been a natural alternative without those side effects, like a medical marijuana, I sure would have loved to have tried that or been able to try that instead of what I took.
So you see marijuana being a potential alternative or a substitute for traditional pain medicine?
Not only pain medications, but people that are dealing with MS, AIDS, cancer, where they, you know, they just can't keep food down anymore or lost their appetite. I think there's, you know, things that can be done, or there's uses that it would apply to that would give people the relief without the medications with the side effects.
Speaker Robin Voss has applauded your efforts on the bill. He's also said it's clear that our caucus hasn't reached a consensus. Does that mean that passing this bill is actually kind of unlikely?
I don't expect this bill to pass this session. My goal this session with releasing this is to get a hearing. I think that, you know, we don't have consensus in the caucus, but a lot of that is people are unsure. They just don't have the knowledge to make a decision. So if we could have a public hearing, it's going to be educational. And that's my goal for this session, is so that people can start to understand and help form their opinions, take away. You know, the one thing that's out there right now is marijuana is a Schedule I drug at the federal level. Because of that being a Schedule I drug, there isn't the research in the United States. Universities haven't been able to research it. I would love if that was reduced off of the Schedule I and colleges like the University of Wisconsin with the Medical Society and everything could do some research and we actually had hard, firm evidence. Right now, everything we go off of has come from other countries and that takes away some of the certainty for people to actually be able to move forward with it. That's what we need.
Do you also hear a conflict with that federal law, though, in just the legality of the circumstances with our federalist system? Or is it really about research? I mean, are your colleagues saying, we can't legalize it in Wisconsin because federally it's illegal?
Well, you know, I think that is always going to be a concern. I'll tell you what, because of it being illegal at the federal level and how it interacts with our statutes and at the state level, it was difficult to draft. It was really difficult. You know, when it comes around employer options and in other things, it was extremely difficult. But having said that, I think you're seeing something. 33 states have legalized it. And I think this is where the states are saying, you know what, a little bit of states' rights going on here. you know, we feel that it should be this way, and they're pushing back on the federal government. So we do have medical marijuana in 33 states. If Wisconsin could move forward, you know, 34 out of 50 states, I think it's, you know, pretty soon the government at the federal level is going to have to address it.
State Representative Mary Felskowski serves Wisconsin's 35th Assembly District, and she's introduced a bill to legalize medical marijuana in the state. There's room for you in this conversation. Do you think that medical marijuana would be an economic benefit to Wisconsin? Do you think it could help people suffering from medical conditions? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Let's welcome Brad from Saukville to the conversation. Brad, thanks for being here.
Hi, good morning. How are you both doing today?
Well, thanks. Did you have a question for the representative?
Yes. My question is, and I'm not sure if she did or not, but where was the support during Governor Evers' bill signing that was overturned by Lawson Fitzgerald on the medical or recreational aspect? And then how come now it's being passed as a Republican, which, granted, doesn't matter Republican or Democrat, but where was the support during the budget?
All right. Thanks, Brad. Because Governor Evers included some marijuana proposals in his state budget, but they were removed, Representative.
They were. And in addition to that, Senator Cheston, Senator Erpenbach, and Representative Taylor had put out a bill. I did not support the way they were drafted. I support the concept, but not the drafting of it. I felt that there needed to be, this is my personal opinion, and it probably will reflect some others, that there needed to be more and tighter regulation on it and how it was regulated.
Okay, so when we're looking at that bill that's been introduced by Democrats but has Republican co-signers, the difference here or the differences that stop you from just signing onto that bill, what are they?
So a lot of it is how it's regulated. Maybe if I explain what I did. What we did is we formed a medical marijuana commission, and they'll be made up of appointees. The governor will have an appointee, the majority leader and the minority leader in the Senate will have an appointee, the speaker in the assembly, and then the minority leader in the assembly. So it will be represented by all parties if it's a split house, and there'll be five. The governor then appoints the chair of that commission. They will regulate everything around the medical marijuana. The difference with the other bills that are out there is it's inside the agencies, DHS and DADCAP. My goal was to kind of because this is going to be a political football and a hot button, no matter what. We've seen it in other states. So my goal was to kind of remove it from the legislature or the agencies. That commission then will regulate and enforce growing, processing, and dispensaries. In addition to that, they will have the list of the medical marijuana cardholders, and they will also then work with the medical examining board to add any conditions, medical conditions, to the allowable uses. So we wrote it that way. We wrote it extremely tight because I know that our colleagues in the Assembly and the Senate, they're going to want a tightly regulated industry, and that's why we did it the way we did. The other bills and the proposals out there was much more, I will say, loosely written, unregulated, and it was inside the agencies. And I just didn't support that. But I support the concept.
Okay, so some differences in the details there. We can explore further as we continue this conversation with State Representative Mary Felskowski. She stays with us, and we're talking about legislation that legalizes medical marijuana in Wisconsin under certain circumstances. The representative has already said she doesn't expect it to pass, but does see this as an opportunity to have a discussion about it and perhaps figure out how to find reliable research to help us understand whether it's an option for Wisconsin. You're part of this conversation at 800-642-1234. You can talk about whether you agree with medical marijuana being legalized in the state. I'm Keeley Boltina, and the State Capitol Report continues here on The Morning Show in just a moment. We're talking about legalizing medical marijuana in Wisconsin here on the State Capitol Report. I'm Keeley Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent. Republican lawmakers have a plan that includes licensing dispensaries for people with medical conditions. Think cancer, AIDS, Crohn's disease, MS. Some fellow Republicans aren't as supportive. We want to hear from you. Do you think there's enough research on marijuana for Wisconsin to allow it in any form? What questions do you think researchers need to answer? 800-642-1234 is the number, or you can email ideas at WPR.org. State Representative Mary Felskowski is a Republican from North Central Wisconsin, and we're talking to her about legislation she's spearheading that legalizes medical marijuana under some circumstances. And Jeremy from Racine is ready to join the conversation. Jeremy, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm in full support of full legalization, but I can understand just going for medical route at this point. Right now, we have a situation where people are self-medicating themselves regardless if the legislators legalize it or not. We are surrounded by states that are completely legal. Two of them are recreational. Minnesota's legal for medical. And people are just traveling to these states, picking up what they want, and or they're just going to the streets. That's what's more concerning to me is people who have conditions, who go to the streets, purchase the cannabis, and not really know exactly what they're purchasing based on word of mouth. There's nothing backing up what they are buying is going to be safe for them and or serve the purpose. So Wisconsin just needs to start moving forward on this so we could better get a grip on it and regulate it and reduce needless arrests of people who are purchasing it on the streets and then getting picked up by the police, going to jail for these small petty things. We just got to get moving forward here and put an end to this and get with the program.
Jeremy, thanks for those thoughts. Representative Felskowski, what do you hear there in what Jeremy's thinking?
So I agree with him as far as like the potency. People do not know what they're buying. And inside this bill, we have a very, very strict packaging. So the testing and processing. So the potency would be displayed right on there so people would have a concept of what they're buying. And I do agree with that. I'm very fortunate that I was able to go to NCSL, which is the National Council of State Legislators, this summer, and I had extensive conversations with people from other states. 8 of the 9 states that went full legalization did it through a ballot initiative, not through state legislation. And it was very, just talking to them, it was very helpful for me because it helped me decide, what worked for them, what didn't work for them, what was a complete nightmare and in which way to go. So, I do think that we need very strict regulation processing and packaging on this.
And part of that comes up in your bill because yours differs from that Democratic or bipartisan medical marijuana proposal in that you can't smoke marijuana in your bill. Also, you can't grow your own plants, which is something that other states have allowed. Why did you make those decisions?
So after we had a rough draft of the legislation, we had what I would call focus groups. So I sat down with over 20 of the legislators in our caucus or their staff members and said, okay, what is acceptable, what's not acceptable? And people felt that if you're going to take marijuana for your own personal use, you're only impacting yourself. There was a large concern about the smoking, secondhand smoke, and how it would affect children in the home or others. So that's why we removed smoking. In addition to that, they did not want the edibles from the standpoint that, a lot of the gummy bears and different things, they're very appealing to children. And if you're having brownies or whatever, cookies or whatever in your home, it would be harder to regulate keeping it out of the hands of children. So by taking those two forms of consumption out, there was no need for grow your own anymore. So we allow pills, we allow tincture, liquid, patches, or creams.
How do you make sure then that this is accessible to everyone? I'm thinking about how proponents of legalized marijuana point to it as a potential economic opportunity. Couldn't people who are producing it for medical benefits also see the same and raise prices, kind of like we're seeing with prescription drugs?
And that's where competition comes in the market. There will be enough licenses and producers where competition will pretty much take care of that.
Does the commission that you're putting together, the Medical Marijuana Regulatory Commission, would they have any say in that or anything to do in that to set guidelines for what pricing might look like?
No.
Okay.
We do not have them doing that.
Mary Felskowski. Go ahead.
They will set the licensing fees, and we gave them parameters. We looked at what other states were doing, and we gave them parameters on what the licensing fees could be. And what really kind of surprised me is most states charge between $100 and $200 for a medical marijuana card. And it's kind of like, why are you charging that much, you know, for people that need this for medicinal purposes? In addition to that, we do not have sales tax on it. We have one excise tax of 10% that will go from the processor to the sale of the dispensary. And that money, all the money will go into a segregated fund. And the purpose of that is to fund the commission. And then we recommend that any excess goes for TAD courts or drug rehab.
Mary Felskowski is the Republican Assistant Majority Leader in the Wisconsin State Assembly. And we're talking about legislation she's put together along with another Republican colleague that would legalize medical marijuana under certain circumstances. And Rich from Rhinelander wants to be part of the discussion. Rich, thanks for being here.
I just wanted to say I welcome the proposal and also to point out that in terms of another naturally occurring substance, Wisconsin nationally has a reputation as being extremely open to and very liberal about consumption of alcohol. So some of us actually think alcohol probably should, in terms of overconsumption, should probably have more restrictions on users. But this is a humanitarian proposal that's being offered, and I welcome it because I don't see why ill people, sick people, should be denied the opportunity to try a substance that elsewhere in the nation people are having access to.
Rich, thank you for that. And Tom from Burlington called to say he takes care of a cancer patient right now, and access to resources like medical marijuana that can help are difficult to obtain. So Representative Felskowski certainly feeling the access here, feeling like it's an option. We've got some audience members who think that. We talked about the fact that many of Wisconsin's neighboring states are legalizing it. Does that concern you, or does that help kind of feel make you feel like we're in good company if we were to legalize it?
I think it makes us feel like we're in good company. I think, you know, when other states, you know, are first on doing something and you realize that, you know, this went through and the sky hasn't fallen, you know, the world didn't come to an end, you know, it's like a testing ground. So watching other states and they go through the process and then the results of that, it always makes it a little bit easier. But, you know, it's unique. What we did in 2018 when we started looking at this is Ledge Council, who does a lot of the research and different things to us, pulled together a comparison of five Midwestern states that had recently legalized medical marijuana. And the forms are all over the board and what they allow it to. So it's interesting that it's like no two states actually went down the same path. Like in Minnesota, they only allow a pill form, you know, where Illinois and Michigan allow smoking, pill form, edibles, everything. So how each and every state has done it has been very interesting to research and kind of go through.
So we're able to learn from that.
Very much so.
We know that polls are not everything. We also know that the Marquette University Law School poll showed 83% of the people who answered the survey supported medical marijuana. With that high approval rating, why do you think some of your colleagues are still opposed to your bill? What are you hearing?
I don't, you know, I want to debunk the fact that there's, you know, these are just big bad guys and they don't want people to have access. They're cautious on what are the side effects and everything. And that's why I just think that once there's a hearing and there's some more education on it, people will slowly change their minds. And or Lincoln and Langley County, which are my district, they both had non-binding resolutions in the spring election. And there it was over 75%. So people are more comfortable with it. And I just think the legislature can be cautious on these types of things because it is a big change. It is a very big change. And you're putting another controlled substance out there. A lot of people are concerned because it's not FDA approved. They want to make sure it's safe. And I think it's more caution than opposition.
So, you know, you're in the assembly, in the Senate, chances for the bill look slim, too. Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says he personally opposes it, doesn't think there are enough votes. Your goal is to have a hearing. What do you hope people get out of that hearing?
Education.
Yeah.
You know, and this is not a Republican versus a Democrat issue. I have colleagues in the Democratic caucus who are opposed to it because a lot of them have a concern that the ones that are opposed, they have a concern with the FDA approval. So it's education overall. What are the effects? One of the things that we did, and this was a recommendation from one of our focus groups with our colleagues, is when you get a recommendation for medical marijuana from a doctor, not a prescription, it's a recommendation, that gets entered into the prescription drug monitoring program. That way we prevent like the Candyman effect where you can go to four or five different doctors, get numerous prescriptions and get them filled. But in addition to that, and if you are in an accident, whatever, and you end up in an emergency room, having medical marijuana in your system would affect how other drugs would interact with you. So this is also like a security feature.
Sure,
so
absolutely.
A lot of different things in there.
I'm sure there will be much more discussion about it. Thank you so much. State Representative Mary Felskowski represents District 35. She's a Republican and the Assistant Majority Leader. We really appreciate your time today. Up next is news. Then State Representative David Crowley shares the Wisconsin Legislative Black Caucus's plans to address racial disparities in our state. I'm Keely Boltina, and this is The Morning Show.